You are listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome to another episode of Meet Us in Buellton podcast. This week is going to be really exciting, so we hope you all stick around and listen to another episode that we're going to be talking about golf. So golfers everywhere, get your clubs ready because you're going to be itching to hit the course after this episode. Today we're joined by Mike Brown, who's the manager of Zacha Creek Golf Course here in Buellton. And so I'm super excited to have him join us and tell us a little bit more about Zacha Creek. So go ahead, Mike, and share a little bit about yourself and a little bit more about your position with Zacha Creek, and we'll get more into the details.
Okay. Good morning, Kathy. My name is Mike Brown. I grew up in the Midwest. I've lived here in Buellton about 10 years now, and I manage the Zacha Creek Golf Course. I lease it off of the city of Buellton, 9-hole. It's for everybody. Come as you are, bring the kids. It's a really great place to spend the day.
Awesome. It is. And I know I've golfed there different times, so I can attest to that. And I know my kids started out there. So it is a great beginner's course as well. So it's been open since, 1986, I believe. And so a little over 30 years, which is awesome for a municipal course. And we're so excited to have it here in Buellton. So do you, and I know you came in after that, Mike, but do you know a little bit about the history of the course or any of that information, like kind of maybe prior to when you came in?
Well, the course itself was built. They built the houses there at Rancho de Maria and then built the golf course sort of as an amenity to the neighborhood back in the 80s. It's been through a few different managers up and down, closed for 2.5 years before the city purchased the land. It's one of those courses. It's not a full championship 18-hole golf course. And so I think a lot of people overlook it, but it has small greens. And right now it's in great shape. It's a challenging course to par. So no matter who you are, if you're a single handicapper, you can still come out and be challenged. The history of the course, though, I think that once the houses were built and sold, the golf course was sort of left to its own. And I think was just poorly managed, and maybe that's not fair. But since the city took it over, luckily we've had a resurgence, I guess, of interest, mm-hmm. and the golf course is now thriving.
Yeah, I've noticed that too, Mike, and I've been around for quite a while here in Buellton and kind of saw it before you, Mike Brown and his team came in, and I see it after, and it's definitely a change and for the better. It's just thriving. I know we went down there and had to wait in line to get started. So do you take tee times? Do you do tee times there, or is it just kind of come as you are and we'll get you in?
Yeah, we don't take tee times. It's first come, first serve. What we found is that if you have, typically it's 7-minute tee times, and if you take those tee times and the person at 7:52, you have one of the foursome shows up a little late, it kind of pushes everybody back. And so if the tee is open, it's yours.
Awesome. Which is great because it just keeps play moving, I think, too, right? And you're not waiting on a whole group of four to get there to get going. So a little bit more about the course. I know we talked about it's a par 3, 9-hole, and it is challenging. There's some trees and slopes and stuff in there. Some information maybe about, like, what's your longest green, or I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, longest drive.
Okay. Yeah. Number 6 out there is 275 yards. And the shortest one is about between 70 and 75 yards.
So pretty good distance. So
it allows you to hit driver on one of the holes, depending on obviously how far you hit it, but it's a challenging golf course for everybody, and it's relaxed enough to bring anybody. So if you're just starting, come on out. And if you are a single handicapper, we challenge you to come out and break par.
Right. I think I have to use a driver on every hole. that's just me. So do you offer golf carts, or is it just walking only at the course?
We do have golf carts. It's a nice walk. It takes about an hour and a half to get around the golf course on a normal day. But we do offer driving carts, and we also have push carts. and a percentage of the push carts goes to the local senior center for the Meals on Wheels. So we try and get people to take those.
I don't think I realized that. That's pretty cool that it goes to the Meals on Wheels. I don't know that I ever knew that. I love that. It's a great local program that we have here.
Yeah, yeah. They've been wonderful. They help out at the golf course for fundraisers and have for years. We have a wonderful relationship with them over there, and I can't say enough about them. So yeah, we encourage people to come out, go for a walk, and take a push cart.
Awesome. It is a great walking course. I know that's what I usually do when I go, and it's nice exercise. It's not too strenuous, and you still have the energy to play the course as you're walking. So very good. And for a good cause. I love that. And I do get the pull carts because it's just easier that way than carrying the clubs. So, and so you mentioned it's only about an hour and a half. So what a great time frame if people are, whether you're local or visiting and you want to, you know, hit around, that's, you know, takes a little bit of time out of your day, but you get out there and enjoy it and it doesn't take too long, too much time. So you still have time to go explore the area if you're visiting. Now, what about a driving range? You guys have a driving range there, correct?
Yeah, we do. So if you wanted to come out and just hit balls or just get started, it's perfect place for that. The range itself, we have one size bag. It's about 40 balls in a bag and it's $10.
Very reasonable. Awesome. And then what about lessons? Do you guys offer golf lessons out there?
We do. We do. We have a man named Bob Katowski, who's our PGA member, our teaching pro. He was a touring player for a while. He has a lot of great stories, been out a long time. He has a wonderful junior program, and I can't say enough about Bob and what he does. He has a blind and disabled event that we host every year that is really an inspiring event. So if you get a chance, come out and introduce yourself to Bob. He'll have more stories probably than you want to hear.
That's so true. Bob is a talker, but you know what? He's great. And like you say, I know we've worked with him before on the blind and disabled program and sponsor that for him. He brings people in, but what an awesome cause and just program that is for people who are disabled and blind. And some of the local people will go and golf with these people. And just to have that ability to get out there and still play golf at those levels. And it's just a great program. I think that's something wonderful that you do at the course. And I know Bob brings that program, but, and that's good to know that there's lessons offered. I know there's a lot of kids getting into golf nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a strong junior program out there. We have, it's been great to watch these kids over the last 10 years start, usually sometimes reluctantly, but, we've had some kids that have really taken to it, and one in general, Braden's just amazing. Now he's on the course. He's on part of the team. He's working there. He's on the high school team, and it's such a great activity. Self-governed, he comes out on his own, practices on his own, calls his own penalties. It's really a wonderful place, especially for life lessons. So I can't say mm-hmm. enough about Bob's junior program. It's been great to watch.
Right. No, he's doing great. It's so fun to see the kids that move through the program and continue to do well and do have a love. Everybody, you know, you got to find your passion in life sometimes. And you know, my kids, I know, kind of reluctantly played when I grew up around a golf course and our family golfed. My dad helped build a golf course back in Michigan. I'm from the Midwest as well. But, you know, so all of us kids had a chance to be around it and grow up around it. And so when my kids came about, I'm like, oh, come on, you got to learn golf. You know, a lot of business is done on a golf course. You got to learn golf. And they were like, I don't know. But you know what? They both love the sport now. We started at Zacha Creek and just going out there and not that I'm a teacher or anything, but it was just mom giving them some general tips and lessons and how to swing and hit. But anyhow, they've definitely grown since then and doing a lot better, but they love the sport now. So it's addicting.
Real quick, a little side story. So I have a sister. My dad's been in the golf business my whole life. And he used to tell my sister that if she was interested in dating a man, that she should take him onto the golf course. If he lies or cheats or throws his club or gets angry, then you know right away what kind of relationship you're in for.
That's awesome. That's pretty funny. That's probably true, though. That's great. So do you guys at the course, I know you don't have a full restaurant, but do you offer food and beverages at the course?
We do. We have hot dogs and snacks all week. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, we have tacos on the patio. So Martin from El Palmar in Lompoc comes over and has a grill on the patio for Fridays and Saturdays.
Awesome. And it's a great setting, you know, down there. The views are amazing when you're sitting down on the patio of Zeca Creek there, overlooking the Santa Rita Hills. The climate is, you know, you just can't beat here in Buellton and in the valley. So it's just a really pretty setting. So good. And you've got somebody that comes in on the weekends and cooks, which is really fun.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the setting. It's a really neat property. I'm absolutely lucky and very grateful to be there.
Awesome. And then what about night golf? So I've heard you do it. I've never tried it, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. So we do it in the summer when the warms up a little bit, but we do it typically the Friday night closest to the full moon. So we have some light. But if you haven't done it, you should really find a place. Go check it out. Come to Zeca. You can see the balls flying in all directions. It's really, it's something to watch and it's something to be a part of. It's a lot of fun. And again, usually we raise money for somebody. Normally here locally for us, it's been the Meals on Wheels. So you can come out, play some golf and do some good.
Awesome. Yeah. I have to try. Do the same rules apply for night golf, like as regular golf then? You're just playing with a glow in the dark ball, I assume.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So the ball stays lit for 8 minutes and it's pretty funny. You can see them, you can hit them into the weeds and see them immediately. It's the rules are the same, but it's a lot more fun.
How funny. I didn't even think about when you hit it off the green or into the rough, that would make it a lot easier. It's hard in the daytime sometimes to find that little ball.
Right.
So, Mike, what do you think it is about Zeca Creek that just keeps people coming back?
So for me, I've been in the business most of my life, and I did golf course renovation all around the country at the highest levels. The one problem that I had with golf, or I have still with golf, is that typically it's very time consuming. It's hard for me to carve out 5 hours, go to a championship course, pay several hundred dollars. And then I have to change what I'm wearing, and it's an entire event. And I still go and play those courses, but I didn't really have an appreciation for the small courses until I got to Zeca. And it's a really great, relaxed environment. You can come as you are. I play barefoot in the summer. We have acoustic music sometimes on the patio. And no matter who you are, the greens are small. The golf course can be very challenging. So you get challenged, you get to play golf, but you get to do it in a really relaxed environment. So it's my opinion that we have a large demographic of people that want to come out and enjoy their time out there and not just show up, pay $200, grind it out for 5 hours, and then go home exhausted. Personally, I feel I've played more golf since I've been at Zeca than I did when I was a PGA member, when I was a teaching pro, when I worked at some of the high-end courses around the country. So it has a certain appeal that I was unaware of until I got here. And now that I'm here, I have great appreciation, not only for this course, but for small courses. And I sort of overlooked them in the past, and now I have a new respect for how difficult it is to balance the expenses against the revenue, et cetera, but to do it in a way that is acceptable. The conditions are really good, in my opinion, and at a place that has a beautiful backdrop with a really friendly staff. When you show up there, they're happy that you're there. You're not a burden. You're not, oh yeah, we'll get you out as quickly as we can. Everybody's very enthusiastic. And for me, it makes it an absolute joy to go to work. And I had fallen out of love with golf and it was a little bit of a grind for me. And then I got to Zeca and I have found an extended family. So for me personally, if I'm playing someplace locally, it's going to be Zacha, unless it's a special event or something like that. So I think that one of its biggest draws is how welcoming and how comfortable it is there. So that's, I think, the thing I love most about it.
Awesome. I know you talked about the casualness of it, and it's so true. You know, usually when you play 18 holes or a championship course, you know, get your collared shirt on and get your this and your that, and you have to, you know, certain format to follow. And there is still golf etiquette at the Zacha Creek, I think. I mean, you still want to have golf etiquette when you're out there, but yeah, the relax. I mean, grab, you know, you can wear a t-shirt and shorts if you want. Like you say, some guys go barefoot, which is hilarious. I've seen that out there and I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't think about going barefoot, but it probably is really, it feels good. I'm sure it's easy to hit that way. You don't have your shoes cramping you. And so I love that about Zacha Creek, that it is casual environment and it's for all levels. I mean, really people can play at all levels there because it is challenging. So that's a great thing that you offer. And again, you know, it is very expensive to play championship courses. So when people can go out and play a round of nine and learn the sport and pick it up at a reasonable cost and not have to go out and get all the attire to make sure, you know, you're following the course rules and stuff, but to be able to wear what they've got in their closet and go out and play. So it's definitely something if they've never tried it. I think it's a great sport to try, a great sport to get into. I know a lot of people through the pandemic took it up because it was something they could do outdoors and it was open. So that was kind of fun to watch all the new people learning the game. So, and Zacha Creek was there for them, I know.
Yeah. Especially at a time like that when you needed to get away from each other and be outside, golf was seen, I think, in a new light, and we appreciated everybody that came out, and it was nice to be able to do something. You know, I had to go to work no matter what because the grass doesn't stop growing, so we still have to get out and mow. But it was a gift for me as we went into lockdown to be able to get outside.
Yeah, for sure. Mike, is there anything that we might have missed that you want to add about Zacha Creek or anything else that maybe I didn't touch on or that you'd like to bring up at all?
Yeah. What we try and do down there is to have as much fun as we can and then take a percentage of the money that we earn and give it back to my main focus right now has been the senior center. We also give to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital, but locally here, the Meals on Wheels really needs our support and the local senior center, mm-hmm. like I said, they do great things. So if no other reason, come out, pick up a golf club, beat it around, get frustrated and know that your money at least is going to a good cause.
That's awesome. And it's a great cause. Like you say, the Meals on Wheels program is phenomenal here and they feed so many people. So can never give too much to them because they're just constantly working. And I know more people are in need nowadays than ever. So very cool. I love it. I love what you stand for down there. I love the course. I love that it's here in Buellton, that it's accessible. It's for all ages, all abilities. And you have some great programs going on down there, Mike. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. I always enjoy it. I grew up in the Midwest and bounced around, lived in Colorado, Oregon, Tahoe, and fortunately ended up in Buellton, and it is by far my favorite spot. So if you get a chance and you've never been to Buellton, please come have a look. It is really someplace special.
Awesome. And that's kind of, you might have just answered our last question that we like to ask our guests is we've asked all of our podcast guests this so far, and it's, what is your favorite thing about Buellton? So I know you just said Buellton's great, but what's your favorite thing about it?
You know, immediately I would say that it's what a beautiful valley. But then when you start to meet people, you realize there are a lot of great people here. But I would say that my favorite thing of Buellton is my quality of life. It's easy to pick places apart these days and say that this is expensive or that is this or whatever. But for me personally, I love to travel, and coming home to Buellton is my favorite part. This being my home, the people that I've met here, I would say that it's my favorite place on the planet. I don't know a place that I like as much as this. So it's tough to say what my favorite is. I guess maybe quality of life.
I think that's a great answer. It's so true. You know, the community comes up a lot. People love where we are, love the people. But yeah, the quality of life is something to talk about, because it is a great quality of life here. We're pretty spoiled. It's a little piece of heaven. So thank you for sharing all of that with us, Mike, today, and about Zacha Creek. And I hope people do get a chance to, when they're visiting Buellton, to head on down, try it out if you've never played, or if you do play and you're just looking to hit a quick round and support a good cause. So come on down to Zacha Creek. And I know I've got to get out there a little bit more. It's been a little while since I've played, but we do appreciate you being here. And I hope our listeners get a chance to try it out as well. So thank you so much again for joining us, Mike. I appreciate it. And we're excited to share Zacha Creek with our listeners today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you all again for listening. You can follow Discover Buellton on social media to join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hosted by Kathy Vreeland and Megan DeChico, and produced by Relic.